Welcome to Nairobi Sema Story. I'm Peter Njonjo. Sema Story is a live show featuring everyday people like you and me sharing true life stories revolving around a general theme. This podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on January 21st, 2014 and was hosted by Esther Ndeti. This story comes to us from Martin Kariuki, who is a creative writer and presenter at Capital FM. Martin told us a story about a party gone wrong in the University of Nairobi Hall 13. Enjoy.
I have a friend here who doesn't drink anymore. He knows why. He's sitting at the bar. This story is about, it's possibly why, one of the things that made him stop drinking. There's a place called Hall 13. I don't know if anyone here knows what that is. If you know what Hall 13 is, just clap. If you know what Hall 13 is, just clap. If you're a lady and you're clapping, then hey, we know you. So one day at Hall 13, we decided to throw a small party. There were members of ISEC, then there were members of Woodley, who never went to the University of Nairobi. There were members of Kilimani, members of Jericho, Jerusalem. We were many. We were from everywhere. There were very many accents in that area. There were thieves, there were rich boys, and then there were drunkards. He was one of them. He happens to be one, we call him Makmende, but you guys call him K1, his brother. So we decided to throw a small party. Very small, not too big. About 400 people. It was a tiny party. But we didn't have money at all. So we had two bottles of vodka, a Johnny Walker, and a thing called a kibuyu, a jerrican of nice grape juice called Toivo. Fantastic stuff. And a friend of ours from Kenyatta University brought us a drink called I Don't Know. I'll get there later. IDK. We found out why it's called I Don't Know later on. So we're throwing a party for 400 people with four drinks. Solid was there as well. But that was later. So we decided to, you know, formulate a plan. Every hostel or room in Nairobi University or University of Nairobi had empty bottles of vodka. So we told those guys, just bring all the empty bottles of vodka. We'll find a way to get them full. Got the empty bottles of vodka. I told you guys we were with many people. We had people from Kibera, people from Kawangware. We gave everyone 40 bob. Go fill in those things with a nice drink, charm. Then come back. There were blue label by the way. Put them here. We shall look for Ribena. I don't know, cranberry juice. For those guys who went to GCSE schools. And then we shall make some nice punch. Fill the stuff in. They came back, threw everything into a big ndoo. What is a ndoo by then? A bucket. Thank you. Yes, no, it's a bucket. Like five buckets. Fill them in with changa. Put Ribena in. Cranberry juice for the guys who went to GCSE. Then added a bit of quencher. For the taste, and ice cubes. Don't ask us where we got the ice cubes, by the way. We don't even know what the ice cubes were made of. Then the chicks started checking in. And of course, the boys, them days, the speakers were in a bucket. Airbase. I don't know, even know where that came from. That place was jumping. We managed to get the roof of the engineering hall. We managed to get DJ Adrian to come and play, though he wasn't really playing, he was just there. We had tapes. Well, like, yeah, that guy is our guy. He came for his sodas and mamas. My guy, Tim, that's what we'll call him, Tim today. Don't reveal. My guy decides, this bash has too little alcohol, we need to go get some more. So he disappears, comes back later, solid, puts it there. But the alcohol wasn't for everyone. It was his. He was not sharing. He told us that the buckets are yours. This is mine. He told the guy, listen, but even me, by the way, I'm broke. Let's say Diana. Sasawa. So we start. Shot one. Solid. Solid guy. He's solid. Shot two. Solid, my guy. Solid. Shot number three. Hole 13 looked so nice. Me, I've never seen lights that colorful in my life. My pal looked beautiful as well. He was shiny. He was just glimmering, you know. Then there was a chick there. She looked hot, hot. She was so nice. The thing is, that was not a chick. It was one of those old mothers, you know, the Ketares. I tell the guy, brother, you guys, you hook up this mama, leave it to you, brother. So my guy decides, it's easy, brother. This is a hot chick, but let's go. Remember, everyone in your friend list, if there was Facebook those days, it was the entire friend list, tweeting account, whatever you call those things, Facebooks, those things, those social medias of Kibaki, they were all there. Huda, V, that Joe Mushiri guy, some other guy, I don't know, Eve D'Souza, other guys who have come through, Barack Obama, everyone. All accents were there. Harvard Business School to Kawangware. My guy, Bana, sway blue with this mama. That mama is quite drunk by the way from the punch. She's also inside. She's found her new husband. Boss. My guy starts smooching this old woman. She's quite dentured as well. She also is doing some denture, you know, some one tooth is moving out, the other tooth is not okay. Me, I'm also jealous now, even me, I need a chick. So I tell the guys, we share. Bad idea. Number one. The guy tells me nothing. I've shared with you alcohol, you look for your own chick. Remember, this is all 13. All 13 has 90% chicks, 10% dudes. But I can't see any chicks. I'm just seeing men. The cook showed up inside. Said hello to the madam dancing over there. There are two guys dancing with the fattest, oldest women with their chicks looking on. We are the guys who arranged this party. All the mamas had come because of us. And we are dancing with fat, old, toothless chicks. Two guys, middle of the dance floor. Can't you see what you've done to me? Break it down, baby. Now, the part of the bad idea is the morning after. When you wake up on the roof of the engineering block with a fat chick. And then as you're coming down, the public, it's 4 p.m., so everyone is awake. It's the afternoon after, actually, evening after, yeah? And everyone is awake, and everyone is just pointing and laughing. My guy, what's happening, man? You guy, I hope you use the condom. And you ask them, why? Because you remember nothing. And luckily, you've woken up with your pants on. Then I guess, you know, we put your pants on, man. Whatever you guys were doing on that dance floor, you guys did some pornography with two fat chicks with no teeth. The only thing I asked those guys after that bad idea was if they gave us a blowjob, because I hear it's very good when they don't have teeth. No, I'm just saying, it was all 13, I was drunk. But then, never, ever, ever drink with people from Buruburu and Kawangware when you come from Woodley and speak English. It's a bad idea. Thank you.
Sema Story is recorded live and is produced by Esther Ndeti, myself, Peter Njonjo. Special thanks to the Blues Restaurant and all our story contributors for an amazing night. The night was hosted by Esther Ndeti, sound recording by Edwin Martin, editing by Peter Njonjo, and photography by Samir Dave, whose new book is called Illusions of a Dreamer. Illusions of a Dreamer is a collage of poetry and photography and is a great addition to your collection. to share a story or listen to one, join us at our next event. Dates and venue are posted on our Facebook community page at facebook.com/Nairobi Sema Story. That is Nairobi SEMA Story. See you next time.